at 7 o'clock, that means it's time for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Here is your host. Everybody knows him. Everybody wants to be him. Dana Rodriguez.
If they want to be me, nobody's telling me about it. Anyway, welcome to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a very pleasant weekend, and we'll join us over the course of the next hour for our show, which, after all, is nothing without you, because we are an audience participation quiz program. And, of course, we need your participation tonight, even though I know there is a Giants game going on. But those of you who are not terribly interested in that at least can tune in. And those who are, and if they're too disappointed in the score, can tune in as well. So the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Lines are totally open right now. It's a great time to get in. There's just two of us on the panel tonight. Pauline is here, and I will be your moderator. So more time for questions. So give us a call as soon as you can, 415-841-4134. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So again, 415-841-4134. I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter. That's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. It's always great to hear from our listeners. If you like to email us with a comment or a question for the show, feel free to do that. That's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the known world just by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like a podcast of this show, it should be available quite soon after the show tonight. So along with some of our older shows. Also, you just need to go to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. I do want to remind you we have lines open, so give us a call, 415-841-4134. Pauline Teichman hopes she'll have an easier time bringing smiles to listeners' faces than the Giants are so far this evening.
Yes, and our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is used to hitting mostly fly balls and fouls with the occasional single here on Minds Over Matter.
So, that is us, and we begin the questioning with Pauline Teichman.
Okay. Who is Joe Kittinger, and what is he known for?
Is this person's real name?
It is his real name, and very much in the news.
Can you spell it, please?
Kittinger.
And it's this person has been in the news very recently.
Today.
Oh, I haven't read the news today.
Yesterday. For many years.
Well, I know he's not the person that jumped out of the plane at or the whatever it was at 35,000 feet. So.
Ah.
Is it the person who piloted the whatever it was that the
it's related.
Felix jumped out?
It is related, but I'm not going to tell you how. It's absolutely related.
Okay. All right. Give the question once more.
Okay, who is Joe Kittinger and what is he known for?
Okay.
Though I could give a follow-up question since you knew that it tied into today's record. So, what did Felix Baumgartner do today that was so special?
Well, he jumped out of that.
But he did... In doing so, what did he do?
He broke the record for highest parachute jump, free fall, however you want to do it.
Not longest free fall, longest
parachute jump.
Parachute jump. But he also did something else, which was the main purpose of what this mission was about.
The main purpose?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. All right. 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. All right, let me see. Let me give you a couple questions. Only four U.S. presidents have held only one elective office, and that would be, of course, president. Name me the four. I'll give you one guess, I guess.
George Washington.
No. Only four U.S. presidents have held only one elective office. Of course, that would be the president. Which four presidents are those?
I would think it would be somebody early on.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. So once more, only four U.S. presidents have held only one elective office, and that would be the office of president. Who are those four? And second question, what is the only dog breed named after a capital city? What is the only dog breed named after a capital city? It's a foreign capital city.
I was going to ask.
Yes, it is a foreign capital city. So what is the only dog breed named after a capital city, a foreign capital city? And which four U.S. presidents have held only one elective office? And that office, of course, would be the office of President of the United States. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Moss in San Francisco.
Hi, Moss.
Hi. I have, let's see, a couple of answers maybe. The guy who jumped from way up high, he broke the speed of sound.
Yes, he broke the sound barrier, absolutely.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. And I think Ulysses Grant probably only held one office, is that right?
That is correct. Very good.
Okay, and I have a question.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, what brand of cigarettes did James Bond smoke?
It's a real brand, correct?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It maybe not. I'm not 100% sure about that.
Okay. So we're probably talking about the early. Is this in the books or the movies?
Well, in the movies, that's kind of, in a way, that's an extension of the question. What about the various James Bonds in the movies? What did they smoke? Is another, perhaps, subpart of the question.
Right. Carlton's?
No.
It's some British...
That
brand.
Was the Russian cigarettes.
Russian cigarettes? No, I'm not very good at that.
Should I tell you the answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so in the novels, James Bond smoked custom cigarettes made by Morlands of Grosvenor Street.
All right.
And they had three gold bands on the cigarette, so they were special custom made for him. And in the movies, I think Pierce Brosnan did not smoke. And
good for him.
One of them, Timothy Dalton, was paid to smoke Lark cigarettes.
Well, that's an American brand.
There you go.
Interesting. Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Okay, all right.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Okay. This is Maynard from Oakland.
Hi, Maynard.
The Pekingese, I believe, would probably be the dog breed.
Ooh, that's a very good point. And you know, I didn't have that down, so I'll give you total credit for that. So I guess I'm looking for the other one then.
Well, okay, so we both. How about Eisenhower for another of the non-elected presidents?
That is correct. Yes, Eisenhower. Very good.
Okay, that's all I got.
Thank you very much. Yes, Pekingese, very good. Pekingese is the other dog breed that's named after a city, capital city too. Very good. Okay, but I'm looking for the other one, I should say. And Pauline, go ahead.
Okay, the photographer Arthur Fellig is better known by what name?
Ouija.
Yes, and why? Do you know what earned him that nickname?
Ouija. No. Anything to do with the Ouija board?
It is connected to the idea of the Ouija board, even though it didn't take the same spelling, absolutely.
Right. Did he have an interest in spiritualism or something like that?
No.
No? Okay. No, I don't know that, as far as I can go.
Can we leave that out there?
Sure.
I found it interesting, actually.
All right, why don't you repeat it then?
Okay. What earned... the photographer Arthur Fellig, better known as Ouija, his nickname.
All right. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. You are listening to our show, which is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying that. And our panel tonight is just two, actually.
Tiny panel.
Pauline Dykeman is a teacher and photographer in the East Bay, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And, of course, you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Hello.
It's now 6-4 St. Louis. The Giants got four runs in the bottom of the fourth, and Timmy is now pitching.
All right.
And, got out of the fifth inning. And I think the dog you might have in mind is, how about a Lhasa Apso?
No.
Now we're talking a world capital or, like, say, provincial capital?
Cause well, now it's a that's a provincial capital. This is a real capital city.
Okay.
Real.
And another president, how about Hoover?
Yes, Hoover. Very good.
And, yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
We're done.
Bye. All right. Good. Thank you very much. All right. Of the 25 most common passwords that are used, usually in computer-related things, what is the only literary and cultural name on the list?
Literary and cultural.
Well, the what I'm looking for is both literary and cultural. I'm not looking for two different things.
Right. No, I got that.
All right. Of the 25 most common passwords used in the U.S. In computer-related things, what is the only literary and cultural name on the list?
Something to do with sci-fi.
All right. Think it over. Mm-hmm. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hi. This is Linda Nel Cerrito.
Hi, Linda.
Yeah, I just have a stab at the question about the dog breed.
Yes.
How about Weimaraner?
No. That's not named after Vienna, is it really?
Well,
I don't think so.
Is it?
Or Weimar, Germany, or anything like that.
No? Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Linda. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, hi. I think I may have a guess to the question about Ouija.
Yes.
Now, was that because he used to carry a radio police transmitter around with him and was able to show up at the scene of the crime before the police got there?
That's exactly it, because he always had this knack for arriving at the scene of the crime.
That's right. Okay.
And fire's great.
Good job.
Thank you.
I got a quick question for you. Now, mm-hmm. You're both probably familiar with Angel's Flight in L.A.?
No.
Funicular in L.A.?
Okay.
In Bunker Hill?
Right.
It was called Angel's Flight?
Right.
There were two different cars, and they each had names.
Huh. Oh.
Minds Over Matter.
You'll probably never guess this.
No, I don't think we are. I remember it being used in the Glenn Miller story, but that's as far as I can go.
Quite a lot of films. It was in Kiss Me Deadly.
Mm.
Been in a lot of film noirs. In fact, I think a lot of the directors in the 50s used to go there because they knew it was going to be torn down, at least the area around it.
Right.
I'll just tell you the names. The names were Olivet and Sinai.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry we didn't do better
that. That was good.
Yeah, well, thanks for the bell.
All right, bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Give us a call if you'd like to join in with a question or answer. The number is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Pauline, it's your turn.
Okay, so this question was prompted by something I read in the paper that made me curious as to, there was a reference to Anne Hathaway and the possibility of her being nominated for two different things. So, has any actor or actress won Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor in the same year?
Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor in the same year?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. But several have been nominated. Do you know which ones? Nominated for both.
Barry Fitzgerald was nominated for Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor in 1944.
45.
For 45, for Going My Way.
Right, and actually, in his case, it was the only time that it was for the same film because there was a rule that changed afterwards preventing that.
And yes, and he won for Best Supporting Actor. Right. Well, that's my first right off the top of my head.
Good.
So, I'm sorry. So, what are you looking for here?
So, I'm looking for other people who were nominated for in the same year for both Best Actor or Actress and Best Supporting Actor and Supporting Actress.
In the same year. Okay. Was it anything to, not Naomi Watts. Was it Naomi? No. Or Cate Blanchett? No?
I don't have her on this list.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I have a guest for the password.
Okay.
Joshua?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Say it again.
Joshua from War Games?
No, not Joshua. That's a very logical guess, but no.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Is Sheffa, San Francisco?
Hi.
And would it be a Maltese dog breed?
Well, that's not the capital of Malta, but that's just named after the country. So there are several dogs that are named after countries.
They're like German shepherds.
Valletta is the capital of Malta. That's not it.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much. And let's see. Again, the number is 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter. The question or answer, give us a call, 415-841-4134. Let's see here. And what two countries in the world have the largest black population? What two countries in the world have the largest black population? Do you want to guess?
I'm thinking it through.
Once more, what two countries in the world have the largest black population? Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
I'm Jana from Santa Cruz, and I'm wondering if my dog, a Havanese, is the dog.
Oh, Havanese. Huh. I'm not familiar with that breed.
Familiar with the Havanese?
I should be, but I was looking at a list of breeds today when I was writing this question. Of course, I missed the Pekingese, which was very stupid of me. And
Havanese, Havana.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, there are three now.
There might be more.
So I'm getting raked over the coals here, or wherever I go. But, yes. Oh, you're right, of course.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Maybe I should let me rephrase this question then. So we have Pekingese, we have Havanese. This is a European capital. Okay. All right, let's put it that way.
Okay.
All right. So what is the only dog breed named after a capital city in Europe? And let's hope there's not more than one. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Like a Brussels Terrier.
Are you there? Hello? Anybody? No? Sorry. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Go ahead. Hi. You there, caller?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Yeah, hi. It's Greg in Alameda.
Oh, hi, Greg.
I have a couple answers for Pauline's question.
Oh,
hi, Pauline.
Hi.
So I know that Julianne Moore was nominated for Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress in the same year.
Well, then, I've got bad sources. I think what ended up happening is, even though it said actress, it only ended up giving me the actor ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm Far From Heaven and
I'm
all
writing,
the hours. In the
okay,
year.
I'm writing that down because I had a feeling there were a couple of women that I thought I remembered.
And then Sigourney Weaver is the other one I know. She was nominated for Gorillas in the Mist for Best Actress, and then Working Girls for Best Supporting Actress.
Oh, very good.
I have a feeling that Dana might be right about Cate Blanchett also, because I think the year that she won for the German one, The Reader, the year she won for The Reader, I think she was nominated for something else.
I'm not absolutely sure about
that. Cate Winslet.
Winslet. I'm sorry, I said Blanchett. I meant Winslet.
Right. It was The Reader and then that one she was in with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Revolutionary Road.
That's right.
Which were both great films. Okay.
Okay, so there's some actresses.
All right. Good job, Greg.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. And again, the number is 415-841-4134. 415-841-4134.
Just can't trust the internet.
841-4134. Again, this is Minds Ever Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. We are a quiz program, so we give you questions, and you can call up with answers, or if you have a question of your own, that's fine, too. And I think it's your turn, Pauline.
Okay, what is embedded in the sidewalk at Maiden Lane and Broadway in New York City?
Embedded in the sidewalk? Maiden Lane and Broadway?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a historical thing? Can you frame this in some way?
Well, the question actually arose out of, I went to see the Radical Camera exhibit at the Contemporary Jewish Museum. So several of my questions are related to that exhibit, including the Ouija question, and including this one. So it was based on a photo that inspired that.
So is there a famous photograph of this?
There is.
Maiden Lane and Broadway.
But apparently it's a place people go to, go visit.
That's not the Marilyn Monroe thing in 7 Year Itch or anything like that.
No.
Okay. All right, no idea. All
okay.
right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen Bernal.
Hi. Hi.
You.
Hi. And Karen thinks that there is a dog breed named Bernese, B-E-R-N-E-S-E, for Bern, Switzerland.
Oh.
Hmm. There is the Bernese Mountain Dog. Is that what you're right?
Well, she thought that it was named for the city in Switzerland, but I've never heard of the dog, so I can't vouch for it.
Okay, I have.
And then we're wondering if Andrew Jackson was a president who never previously served elected office.
No, he's not.
All right, and you only have one left?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's all we've got at the moment.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thanks, all.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Paul from the Richmond District.
Hi, Paul.
William Henry Harrison might not have held public office.
No, he was I know he was a governor or a senator previous, so.
Okay. Well, I have one for you.
Yes.
This is inspired by the trials of Sheriff Mercurimi.
Oh.
I'm going to give you the names of four public officials, elected officials in San Francisco's history, who have left office not by choice, and I'd like you to tell me why. Supervisor James P. Casey in 1856, Public Defender Frank Shaw in 1932, Supervisor Samuel Thompson Breyer in 1934, and Supervisor Chris J. Christensen in 1948.
Hmm. The only one that might be slightly familiar is the first, and that's just because of the year. What was the year on the first again?
1856.
All right.
Okay, so.
Is that anything to do with vigilantism?
Absolutely. Mm.
Okay, so was this person killed as a result of vigilantism?
Yes, in fact, he was hung by the VC.
That's what I figured.
He was a member of the Board of Supervisors, and he had just happened to kill James King of William, who was a newspaper editor.
Right.
Do you know about Frank Shaw?
I don't. Go over the list of the other three once more, would you
Public
please?
Defender Frank Shaw, 1932.
32.
Supervisor Samuel Thompson Breyer, 1934. And Supervisor Chris J. Christensen, 1948.
Was the Breyer a relative of the Stephen Breyer?
Grandfather.
Interesting, interesting, interesting. I honestly don't know the stories of the other three, though I'm interested to hear them.
Okay, Frank Shaw was public defender, and he murdered an old lady for her insurance.
Oh, my gosh.
And in spite of the spirited defense by Vincent Hallinan. He served 25 years in San Quentin.
Hmm.
Sam Breyer was convicted of defrauding the Bank of America out of $500,000 in 1934, and he also served hard time at San Quentin. And Chris Christensen, 1 week after being sworn in on the board, someone found his coat on the Golden Gate Bridge with a suicide note.
Oh my God.
And so, not knowing what to do after he missed three consecutive meetings without an excuse, the seat was declared vacant. And he turned up a year later selling Bibles in Texas.
Interesting. Was there any reason ever given for this?
It was sort of a personal thing. He just was overextended. He was a jeweler on Mission Street. He had business problems. And it was just a lot of pressure.
Interesting.
Great question.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I think it's my turn here. Let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. What do you have?
Okay, what do I still have? Who is Joe Kittinger and what is he known for? What is embedded in the sidewalk at Maiden Lane and Broadway in New York City? And which actors or actresses have been nominated for both Best Actor or Actress or Best Supporting Actor and Actress in the same year?
Okay. Let's see. Four U.S. presidents have held only one elective office, and that, of course, would be the President of the United States. We have three out of the four, Grant, Hoover, and Eisenhower. Who is the last one on that list? What is the only dog breed named after a capital city in Europe? We do have the Bernese Mountain Dog, but I have to work on that. Does not bear repeating, but I'll do it once more. What is the only dog breed named after a capital city in Europe?
It's gotten a lot of response, though.
Yeah, a lot of response, but embarrassing for me. Of the 25 most common passwords used in the U.S. in computer-related things, what is the only literary and cultural name on the list? Of the 25 most common passwords used in the U.S., what is the only literary and cultural name on the list? And so I'm looking for it's a character name, basically. What two countries have the largest black population in the world? What two countries have the largest black population in the world? And I'll give you one more. Okay. Of the 20 most common city names in the United States, which six are in the Bay Area? Of the 20 most common town and city names in the United States, which six are in the Bay Area?
Okay.
Five. My apologies, five. So once more, of the 20 most common town and city names in the U.S., which five are in the Bay Area? Sorry. Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, my name is Paul. I'm calling from Albany.
Hi, Paul.
I was going to guess for the countries with the most black people, Nigeria and Brazil.
You're absolutely right.
I had Brazil.
You couldn't be more right. Very good.
And I didn't even look it up.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Yes, the two countries that have the largest black population in the world, Nigeria and Brazil. Very good. Thank you. And we did have an unnamed caller. You should have given your name because we want to give you credit for this, who did guess correctly on the dog breed, and that is the Brussels Griffon. Brussels Griffon. Mm-hmm. So there we go. That is the only dog breed that I had listed. named after a capital city in Europe. Of course, many others turned up. So, very good. Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
For president, how about Garfield?
Not Garfield. He was a congressman and I think a governor, too.
Okay. For passwords, how about Shazam or Sesame?
That's a good, very good guesses. Good, yeah. But no, neither one.
Oh, okay. For Bay Area towns, how about Pleasanton or Concord?
Neither one.
Oh, all right.
How about Mountain View or Oakland?
Oakland. Yeah. Oakland is one. Very good.
Excellent. And a question.
Yes.
What famous San Franciscan was born February 20th, 1902?
February 20th, 1902. Now, is this significant for any particular reason? I mean, the date itself.
Not particularly, no.
Okay.
Well, numbers work out nicely. 02-20-02.
Yeah, right. 2-2-2. Hmm. Well, can you tell us, give us a general idea why this person was famous?
Well, Pauline will know this person.
I will.
Yes.
Personally?
No. Yeah, maybe. Possibly. He has been passed away a number of years ago, but you may have met him.
Must be a French connection, obviously.
Is it French related?
No.
No?
No relationship to France. So how?
Is it children's book related?
No.
Okay.
Hmm. We're trying to see all the connections I might have.
Pauline would know. Is this entertainment related in any way?
Arts.
Yeah.
It's probably photography related.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm thinking Man Ray.
No.
Ansel Adams.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Ansel Adams was. That's right. I thought he was earlier than that. 1890 something. Okay.
He was just a babe in the earthquake.
Oh, interesting.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was four.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All
it was a great question. I should have known that.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Carrie from San Francisco.
Hi, Carrie.
I thought I heard someone say that the actress in The Reader was Kate Blanchett.
No, Winslet.
It was Kate Winslet. We were corrected on that, yes.
All right. Wanted to get the right person.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm sure she does, too.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Moss in San Francisco.
Hi, Moss.
For that fourth president, what about George Washington?
No, he was elected the president of the Constitutional Convention, I think.
Oh, that counts? All right.
Yeah.
What about Fremont for a common town name?
Oh. No.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. I think Washington was elected to something else, too. Maybe. Well, I can't think of what it is. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. We have a couple of guesses. This is Thea and Janine, formerly of West Portal, now of Oakland.
Okay.
With a couple of guesses about, one about the what's that, Broadway and Maiden Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering if it's maybe a marker commemorating the spot where the soldier kissed the woman on, sailor, on.
Oh, I know that famous photo.
Oh, what a good guess.
That's a great guess, but no, it's not that.
Okay. And then we had a couple of guesses about the common names of towns.
Yes.
We had Newark.
No.
And Pittsburgh.
No.
And Fairfax.
No.
Oh, well. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to repeat that question just to be absolutely sure people get it. Not that the last caller didn't get it. But of the 20 most common town and city names in the U.S., which five are in the Bay Area? So of the 20 most common town and city names in the United States, which five names on that list are in the Bay Area?
How about Saratoga?
No. Hmm. And it can be the greater Bay Area. That's fair. No, so far the only one we have is Oakland. And I think it's your turn, Pauline.
Okay, what irregularity is found on many clock faces using Roman numerals and why?
What irregularity?
Mm-hmm.
Are these on watches too, or just,
no.
Clocks. Clocks.
As far as I know.
Just clocks. And it has to do with the Roman numerals themselves?
Mm-hmm. And it's something I hadn't been aware of until it was pointed out to me at, I think, a city hall tour.
Well, they generally don't do the with the little thing across the top and the bottom. No, that's not it. On a like the Roman numeral one.
Right. No,
or two.
I understand, but no.
I have no idea. Huh. So it's still done.
Oh yes.
Commonly done. All right. Okay. Why don't you repeat that?
Okay. What irregularity is found on many clock faces using Roman numerals, and why? There's various stories as to why.
And it's with the numerals themselves.
It's related to the numerals.
It's related to the numerals. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
Hello. I'm probably showing my ignorance of presidents, but I thought I'd try for Grant.
You're right about Grant, but somebody actually got it before you.
Oh, I have not been attentive. I'm sorry, because I've had you on the whole time. Now,
come to the rehearsals.
This is a guess for the actor, co-actor, Oscar thing.
Yes.
Is Jack Nicholson?
Let me see. Jack Nicholson
Reds,
is one.
Maybe? Yeah. I think he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Actually, he's one on the list of who've won both, but not in the same year.
Okay. Now, I'm sure Dana will back me up on the woman, but Teresa Wright?
Oh, for Mrs. Miniver and Pride of the Yankees.
Exactly.
Same year?
You're right. He's right. Yeah,
no, I believe.
Okay. Good job.
Now, I will ask you a question, unless you tell me to just call some other time, because basically I was hoping, our guy would be there.
Oh.
What guy? Jerry?
Jerry.
Oh, well, okay.
It's a Tony question.
Oh, well, let's hear the question, and then I'll see how hard it is, and then you can call back when Jerry's next week.
So, it's in the realm of what Pauline asked.
Oh.
There have been four times that actresses have tied for the Tony.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh.
I would give you the year, or I can just save it for when... our boy's back.
I think save it for
save it.
Back.
Save it. I'm not.
He'd love that question.
I'd just be randomly guessing, so
okay.
I wouldn't know.
I'll save it.
Yeah. He'll be back next week.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot.
And it's a good question.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Judy in Berkeley. I have a guess about common town names.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How about Fairfield?
Fairfield. That's number one, actually. Very good.
Okay. Maybe Albany?
No. Not all
day. I give up.
Okay. Bye. Good job. Yes, there are 39 Fairfields in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just bland enough to go everywhere, I suppose. All right, let's see here. The Jefferson National Expansion Memorial is better known as what? The Jefferson National Expansion Memorial is better known as what?
This is one of those that I know, but I need to retrieve.
All right. Once more. The Thomas Jefferson National Expansion Memorial is better known by what name? And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Brad in L.A.
Hey, Brad.
I used to be from Oakland, but Connecticut.
This is not a move up, unfortunately. moving to Los Angeles, but okay.
So, Richmond is being one of the common names?
Richmond is not.
No.
It's not in the top 20 anyway, let's put it that way.
All right. And then, do you still have a president out there?
We do. The four U.S. presidents that have held only one elective office, which is the office of president. So far, we have Grant, Hoover, and Eisenhower. We're missing one.
And it seems sort of obvious, but it probably is wrong. It would be Washington.
No, it's not Washington.
What office was there to hold?
He was the president of the Constitutional Convention.
There you go. I want you to know that I did call you when I was in Columbia. And I actually got through, but you ran out of time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When I was traveling, yeah, it's a couple of years ago. Okay, thanks.
Well, thanks a lot.
Would that have been our furthest call?
I don't know. Yeah, it might be. Might have been. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, it's Greg again in Alameda. I've been thinking about Pauline's question.
Oh, no.
Pauline, I have a clarification. Did you want nominated twice in the same year? Does it matter whether or not they won one of them?
I think in the cases that I had, they won one of them.
Okay. But those two actresses I gave you, they didn't win, although they were not nominated twice.
Okay.
But Holly Hunter was nominated.
For the piano?
For the piano, but she won that, and then she was nominated as supporting actress for The Firm that same year.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that. And then the actor I just thought of recently was Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx is definitely one.
Yeah, because he won for Ray, and then he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for that movie where, I don't remember the name of the movie, but he was with Tom Cruise, and he played a taxi driver.
Oh, okay. You're sure he was nominated for that?
Yeah, he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for that the same year he won
for Ray. Yeah, that's
Best
that's,
Actor
that's,
for okay. Ray.
All right. All right, good job.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Greg. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to contribute and give us a call, please feel free to do that. The number is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. And Pauline, I think it's your turn.
Okay, let's see. Not your favorite kind of question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. The following team, which of the, name the teams that have won the World Series that came to the World Series as wild card teams.
How many are there?
I think there's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. All right, you're right. I don't know. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Caroline in Pacific Heights.
Hi.
Hi. Has anyone guessed Pleasant Hill?
No, and you're absolutely right. Pleasant Hill. Very good.
So it's all...
But what about Lafayette or Union City?
Union City. Very good.
Oh, thank you.
Not Lafayette, though.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. So we have Fairfield, Pleasant Valley, Union City. Well, Union is really what I was looking for, but Union City's okay. And Oakland, and so we're just missing one on the list of the 20 most common town and city names in the U.S., which are also in the Bay Area.
Could be something obvious like Berkeley?
No, nothing that obvious.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Very good. What is in common between many U.S. presidents, including recent ones, and Mozart?
Are they left-handed?
No.
Well, we've had a few recent presidents who have been left-handed.
Yeah. Well, it's starting from George Washington and others as well. Something real basic.
Really basic. No.
Okay. They were all Freemasons.
Oh, Freemasons. All right.
Yes. Okay. Oh. The two other questions I'd like to leave to the audience. One, why do we call colored people yellow belly? That's number one. And why do we call alcoholic drink spirits? Yeah, really interesting. They have real good answers. So leave this to the audience. I think it would be really good to see what people say.
Okay, we'll do that.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I was calling, and while I was waiting, people made some of my guesses, Richmond being one of those.
Oh,
so I won't make that one again for the cities.
Right.
I'm calling from Oberlin.
Oh.
So my other guess is going to be, I actually have a couple because I'm not really sure, but I think either Greenville or Auburn.
Auburn is on the... on the larger list. It's not in the top 20, but it's maybe in the within the top 30. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you like a little partial credit for that. But no, it's not in the top 20 anyway.
Okay.
And not Greenville.
Okay. Great.
Thank you very much. You called from Oberlin. Oberlin College, I guess. It's interesting. Ohio. And, okay, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, you had the question about the presidents, and I was going to say Harry Truman, but I think that's wrong because he was elected as vice president.
Right, and he was a senator as well.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. But then you had another question after that, and I knew that answer, but I can't remember the question.
Oh, let's see. Is it the Thomas Jefferson National Expansion Memorial?
Okay, what was the question?
What is that? That was the question. What is it better known as?
The Arch.
Yes, the St. Louis Gateway Arch.
That's right.
Very good.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, the Jefferson National Expansion Memorial is better known as the St. Louis Gateway Arch. Very good. All right. What is the difference between a hamlet and a village? What is the difference between a hamlet and a village?
Doesn't it have to do with population?
No.
Yeah.
Not specifically, no. What is the difference between a hamlet and a village?
Location, location, location. Because hamlet, I sort of think, as being sort of...
No, no, nothing to do with that.
Okay.
One has something that the other does not. What is the difference between a hamlet and a village?
Nothing to do with water? Like being...
Nothing to do with water. Mm-mm.
Okay.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark from Walton, Oregon.
Hi, Mark.
I have an answer for the Roman numeral discrepancy.
Yes.
On some clocks, it's the 4 is marked by 4-1 symbols, and the correct is the 1 and a V.
In fact, on most clocks, yes, absolutely. And do you know why?
No, I don't. My wife gave me the answer.
Well, she was absolutely correct. But from what I understand, there's various stories about it being like certain monarchs who would ask, but I think the answer that seems the most real, it has to do with symmetry, that it creates a visual symmetry that wouldn't exist with the IV, and that they also that it would bring less confusion between IV and VI for the 4 and 6 for people looking at the clocks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have to answer for the cities in Bay Area. Is Pittsburgh one of them?
Pittsburgh is not.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Panel tonight is Pauline Teichman from Berkeley, or actually Alameda now. And she's a teacher and a photographer. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And, of course, we do have a few minutes left in the show, so if you'd like to give us a call, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Schulte from Burlingame.
Hello.
I have a possible answer for the common names of the towns.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How about Danville or Dublin?
No, neither one.
So worth a try. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. I think it's your turn, Pauline.
Okay.
Nothing too long.
What is the largest bell, functioning bell? What is the name of the largest functioning bell ever cast?
You mean it's functioning today?
Mm-hmm.
So it's still in use. It's
Yeah, and actually it's not that old, so it was only cast, it was cast on New Year's Eve of 2000, so it's not very, very old.
Is it anything that's, for instance, in the National Cathedral or something like that in Washington?
No, in fact, all of the large bells, surprisingly, are in Asia, all of the largest ones.
Oh, so this is in Asia?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Is it in a famous place, would you say?
No, not necessarily.
So you just want the name of it?
I just want the name of it.
Oh, okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Bubba Frisco Dave.
Hello.
Somebody got my clock answer, so I'll have to go with my guess. I have a wild guess on city names.
Mm-hmm.
How about Pleasanton?
Not Pleasanton.
Okay, good night.
Thank you very much.
Can I do one more city guess?
Yes.
What about Eureka?
No.
Oh.
That's not in the Bay Area.
That's...
No, that's not even north. The greater Bay Area.
Much greater.
Much, much, much greater. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, great. This is Mary Ellen from Russian Hill.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hi. I think the difference between a hamlet and a village has a church.
That is absolutely correct.
Yay!
Excellent.
Very good.
Good job.
Great. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, the difference between a hamlet and a village is that a village has a church.
That's because I'm not religious enough.
And, okay, what was the first medicine in the U.S. to be in tablet form?
What was?
What was the first medicine in the United States to be in the form of a tablet?
Aspirin.
That's correct. Yeah. Very good. All right.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. I was going to suggest that the difference between a village and a hamlet was a post office, but apparently I would have been wrong.
Oh, well, maybe that adds, maybe that's true, too.
Well, thank you very much, and have a good evening.
All right, thank you.
You too.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Okay, so the cities I'm thinking of are Walnut Creek and Concord.
No, not neither one.
Oh, okay. And then we wanted to know if the dog question had been answered.
The only dog breed named after a European capital city, a Western European capital city, I should try to be as specific as possible, is the Brussels Griffon.
Okay, we got it. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. And, let's see. We have a couple of lines open at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. So what famous group of islands comes from the Latin for islands of the dogs?
So, isla...
What famous group of islands comes from the Latin for islands of the dogs?
The Canary Islands.
That's correct. Very good. Very good. So nobody's guessing. Let's see. Somebody just guessing is getting...
Finally, a question
really
at guessed my
on this. Of the 25 most common passwords used in the U.S., what is the only literary and cultural name on the list? Nobody's gotten that yet. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I'm calling from San Francisco, and I think I was actually disconnected in the queue. I'm not sure if these have been answered, but the Hamlet question, I believe, is the existence of a church.
Well, you're right. I'm sorry you were disconnected, but you're right about that.
And I'm wondering if Pleasanton could be the town.
No, the closest to that is Pleasant Valley, and Pleasant Valley is one of them, but it's not Pleasanton.
And I'm assuming that these are Bay Area towns, so things like Grass Valley would not be included.
Yeah, I'm sort of saying the greater Bay Area, but not Grass Valley anyway, no.
Okay, well, thank you. At least I was thrilled that I knew about the Hamlet.
Well, thank you very much. And let's see, Pauline, very quick, anything.
Okay, what do the hummingbird, the loon, the swift, the kingfisher, and the grebe have in common? Don't tell me they're birds. We know.
What do they have in common?
Mm-hmm. There's something about these birds that they have in common. At least according to this, I don't know.
Is it a physiological thing?
Mm-hmm. Sort of. Related to.
No idea. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hi, you there, caller?
Yeah, Stephen in Redwood City.
Hi, Stephen. Go ahead.
Hi. So I wanted to guess on the towns. Could it be Belmont?
Not Belmont.
Oh, shoot. Thanks.
Well, thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Okay, great. This is Simo from Pacifica. The thing about the Felix thing,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, the first guy that you mentioned, I forgot his name.
Mm-hmm. Joe Kittinger. Mm-hmm.
There you go. He's the first guy to actually do it. He did it in 1960. He jumped out of a balloon.
Right. He didn't break the sound barrier, but he...
No.
But he had the longest...
The longest free fall.
Right. He had the record up until today. And he's...
Exactly. And Felix also, he broke another record, is the highest manned balloon flight also.
Right. Yeah. So the longest distance up to, like, I think it was...
24 miles.
Yeah. It was. I was trying to think how many feet. Something ended in 8. Mm. 128,000 feet.
Pretty high.
I know. I was watching it the whole time. It was pretty scary.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It was pretty cool watching him jump.
Yeah.
All right, love your show.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. It's Teresa. I was going to guess Richmond.
No, as far as the town name's not Richmond, I'm sorry.
Okay. Bad guess. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Teresa. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Dave.
Oops. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to... Sorry, you broke up there. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hello?
Hi, you're on.
Yes. Okay, so I have a guest calling from Oberlin again.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I forgot to do my password guess.
Oh yeah,
Shakespeare.
Not Shakespeare.
I was going to say it was from Shakespeare. Maybe it was Romeo.
No, it starts with the same letter as Shakespeare. I will give you that. Oh. Just sort of a hint for you.
Okay, cool.
All right, is this Oberlin, Ohio, like Oberlin College?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, it's Greg in Alameda.
Kind of a pest, aren't you?
your password question, did you say literary?
Yes.
Yes.
Could it be from a comic book?
It could very well be from a comic book.
Okay, I think it's Superman.
It is Superman.
Great, that was good.
Great. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Greg. And all right, I guess we better take this last call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? No? Oops, sorry about that. Okay, time to clean up. Pauline, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, so there's a clock embedded in the sidewalk at Maiden Lane and Broadway in New York City, and it's changed several times, but there's been one at that location for the last 90-something years. So let's see. So Joe Kittinger, we know. The teams that have won the World Series are the Marlins, the Angels, the Red Sox, and the Cardinals. The other actor was Al Pacino for both Scent of a Woman and I can't remember what else that year. And
we don't mean to be vague, but...
The bird thing was that they can't walk, apparently.
Oh.
At least that's what my source said. And the bell was called is called the Bell of Good Luck.
Mm-hmm.
And there actually was one actor who did win two Oscars, though one of them was an honorary Oscar the same year. That was Harold Russell.
All right. So as the 25 most common passwords in the U.S., the cultural and literary one is Superman. Greg got that. The four U.S. presidents that held only one elective office, which was president, the one that was missing was Taft. Of the 20 most common city and town names in the U.S., which are in the Bay Area, and the one missing was Clayton. 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 I think everything else was gotten. If we did not get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks to Pauline Teichman for coming in today. Thank you very much, Pauline. My thanks to Eric Wayne and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody. Please remember we're here next Sunday at 7 p.m. Join us then and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.